What is going on, beautiful people? Thanks for hanging out here with us from 10 to 1 on 104.5 The Zone. We hope we're getting you through your Wednesday in entertaining fashion. If you want to get involved with the show, it's been a fun one so far. 615-737-1045 is how you do so. 615-737-1045 is how you jump in on the conversation. We're going to do the dumbest thing in sports this week. Here in just a second, Schaefer and I are going to lead off the proceedings, and then we're going to tell you how you can win a pair of Nashville SC tickets if you give us the dumbest thing in sports this week. But we do have some breaking news in regards to the Nashville Predators. Now, this just came across my timeline from at Reporter Chris Johnson, who is an NHL insider on Hockey Night in Canada. And he's got 173,000 followers, so I'm assuming he's a big deal. This is from Chris Johnson here, not CJ2K, but the other one. Hearing that the Seattle Kraken preserved more valuable cap space by passing on Ryan Johansson and Matt Duchene in Nashville, the belief is that they will select Cali Yarncroke instead. Now, remember that the NHL expansion draft is tonight, and this was the scenario that we had largely laid out for you guys earlier in the week. The two $8 million men at the top of the Preds payroll, Duchene and Johansson, it was going to be difficult for Seattle to try and maintain their cap space with players that were at value. Duchene and Johansson are decidedly not value players. In fact, you would take up what? What's the salary cap in the NHL? I think it's like $82 million, $82 million and change. Schaefer's just shaking his head at me. Thank you for all your good work, Schaefer. Yeah, I believe it's about $82.5 million. The salary cap in the NHL, 615-737-1045 if you want to jump in. So this was the situation that we projected all along. Nobody was going to want these two guys. Preds fans don't even want these two guys, which stinks. Because you are going to have substantial cap space with the moves that you've made. You are going to be able to have a little financial flexibility and utilize what is about $26 million on your salary cap right now. But would it have been nice to get the hell rid of Johansson and Duchene's contracts? Johansson, who is under contract for what, like, I think 4 more years? Duchene for 5, both at an average annual value of $8 million. Two of the highest paid players in the NHL right now, and they're sticking around. Or at least they are, according to Chris Johnson of Hockey Night in Canada. So we will keep you updated as we learn things, as we learn of the NHL expansion draft. Of course, that'll take place tonight, and we'll react to that tomorrow. Tomahawk Chop 22 says, even a team with no players doesn't want those two. Yes, it has indeed. It has indeed borne out that way. But in the meantime, Schaefer, I believe it's time for the dumbest thing in sports this week.
Let's be honest. You've already seen something this week that made you say,
what the f*** is this?
That's bullshit.
What the hell? Give me some warning.
Something so mind-numbingly idiotic that you just want to get it off your chest.
Dumber than a second coat of paint.
Some idiot.
You are really dumb. For real.
It's the dumbest thing in sports this week on the Buck Rising Show.
Sure is. 615-737-1045. Is how you jump in on the conversation. Give us the dumbest thing in sports this week. 615-737-1045. Schaefer and I are going to lead off. Wildcat will be the first of our callers. But if you want to jump in, now is the time. 615-737-1045. So since Schaefer, this is your inaugural dumbest thing in sports this week, I will let you lead off because I'm a gentleman.
Thank you very much. The second part of that statement is not true. Deion Sanders.
Oh.
Guy's just trying to ask you a question. As Buck Rising can attest to, as he is part of the media gaggle when it comes to the Titans, it's often Coach Vrabel, Coach, or even Mike when addressing the head coach of the Tennessee Titans, Mike Vrabel.
Yep.
Well, someone addressed Deion Sanders by calling him Deion instead of Coach or Coach Deion or what have you. And maybe at worst, Buck, a minor faux pas. Maybe at worst, Deion was not too happy about it and wanted the respect, the same respect on his name that Nick Saban has. And Deion, as a player and your accomplishments as a player, I 100% understand that. But please do not put your name and Nick Saban's name in the same sentence when it comes to respect and etiquette in terms of being called coach. Deion, that was dumb.
Dumb.
D-U-M, dumb.
Really, really dumb. For real. Yeah, the Deion situation, and not only that, and because I was gonna talk about this at a little greater length later in the show, but instead I'll give you some. I'll save that segment that I had prepared for Deion to talk about this this Yarncroke situation, because Chris Martel is pumping out some really good stats right now on Twitter. So we'll do the Deion thing now. Not only did he walk out of his Jackson State media availability because a reporter called him by his first name. Now, here's what I'll say about this, because for a while I was not comfortable calling Mike Vrabel Mike. I would call him coach. Now, this is a different dynamic, and I will tell you why. Because when I first started, Vrabel's first year as the Titans head coach, 2018, was my second year. I was 23 years old. Mike Vrabel is the age of most of my parents' friends. So it felt like I was grilling one of my parents' friends about why he did not do his job well enough on any given day. And that was an uncomfortable dynamic for me. Now, 4 years later, I'm okay talking to Mike like an adult. Or at least me thinking that I'm also an adult in the conversation, even if I'm actually not.
Well, you're BFFs, right?
Well, no. No, that is, I mean, listen, I think Vrabel and I have I enjoy working with Mike a lot. He's a hell of a lot more entertaining than a lot of these coaches are. That's for damn sure. And
after
I think
that, I stopped actually listening.
Wait, what? Can I hear that again?
You no longer get to talk.
What is it? You guys have see this. All right. I'm going to have a serious conversation. We may Wally Pip Lucas, and it not because Schaefer needs more work to do, but because I need more of this Vrabel sound around my life on this show.
That was amazing.
Do you have the one where he talks about cutting his piece off for a Super Bowl?
I would use that on the other computer, but it's being used at the moment.
Okay. We will address that with Will Compton later on in the show. But yeah, so Vrabel and I think Mike, you know, he doesn't hate me as much as he might hate some other people in the Titans media corps. But
when did you start calling him Mike? I felt comfortable enough to do so.
Certainly not his first year as a head coach. I think 2019 is when I started, you know, feeling less awkward about calling somebody, you know, Mike, because I always call my parents' friends, you know, Mr. Burkhart or Mr. Schaefer or Mr. Davenport. You know what I'm saying? Like that's how I or Mrs. Davenport, whatever. Like that's how I talk to my friends' parents out of respect, unless they're like, hey, that's my dad or whatever. That's my mom. You know, because you always get those parental responses from people who want to be the cool parents. But yeah, now that I have a more comfortable working dynamic there, I'm okay calling him Mike. But Deion, but here's why this Deion thing is dumber, okay? Because a Clarion Ledger reporter, this is from the Clarion Ledger, by the way, so maybe they're bitter, was barred from covering the Jackson State football team at the Southwestern Athletic Conference Media Day one day after his story was published on a domestic violence charge against the highest-ranked high school recruit in program history. You got to be better than that, Deion. I'm sorry. 615-737-1045 is how you give us the dumbest thing in sports this week. On the other side, I'll give you mine. Wildcat will lead us off. And if you are caller number 5 with the dumbest thing in sports this week, we will give you a pair of tickets to see Nashville SC versus FC Cincinnati this Saturday at Nissan Stadium. 615-737-1045. I'm Buck Rising. This is 104.5 The Zone. Dumbest thing in sports this week. That's what's on tap. 615-737-1045 is how you jump in on the conversation. How the hell does Jonathan Schaefer have younger music than Lucas Panzeca? I'm trying to figure that out. I'm not mad about it. 615-737-1045. If you're caller 5 with the dumbest thing in sports this week, don't forget, we got a pair of Nashville SC tickets to give you. A fun match this past Saturday, the fastest hat trick in MLS history. You don't want to miss out on it. So we'll send you. 615-737-1045 is how you get there. So I'm going to do my dumbest thing in sports this week, and then we will get to Wildcat, who will lead us off. We got Robert and Jansen as well, who want to chime in. Here's where I would like to start, Schaefer. Okay? Have you seen, now the Olympics are under a great deal of strain right now anyway in Tokyo. They're getting ready to begin. But among the things that are causing the Olympic Committee and the Olympic Organizing Committee strife are these beds that have been provided to the athletes. I'm reading the New York Times article right now. They are being called or being dubbed anti-sex beds in the Olympic Village. Now, this is something that is often discussed when you talk about the Olympic Village, how the athletes tend to fraternize. Perhaps that is frowned upon when social distancing protocols are in place. But to provide these athletes with beds made of cardboard in the hopes that they will not fornicate is one of the stupidest things that I have ever heard. If you're trying to get down, it doesn't matter what kind of surface you're on. You don't even have to be on a surface. you do whatever you want. There's floors, walls, all over the place. You are telling me that a cardboard bed is how you plan to stop Olympic athletes from having sex with one another. This is among the dumbest. It's not among the dumbest things. The Dion thing is dumb. The SEC, just the general existence of SEC media days, also dumb. Anti-sex cardboard beds in Tokyo for Olympic athletes is the stupidest thing that I've ever heard of. Yeah, you could do that. You could make that noise on a countertop. You could make that noise on the floor. They got showers in the Olympic Village. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be a cardboard bed. 615-737-1045. Unbelievable. Let's go to Wildcat in Lebanon, who's going to lead us off. What's up, Wildcat?
Hey, Buck Rising. I'm going to call you Uncle Buck. That's cool.
All right, fine.
So I've listened to you from day one, and I love your show. I just want to put that out there before what I'm about to say.
Thank you.
But I would say the dumbest thing in sports this week is you, of what you said about my Kentucky Wildcats yesterday in the show. That rubbed me off the wrong way, buddy.
What did I say about Kentucky? I can't imagine I've uttered one word about Kentucky in the last 6 months.
You said Kentucky, the football team sucks. And I know you're an Indiana fan, but come on. All right, so if you can give me enough time to prove my point, I would really appreciate it. So what I'm about to say is going to be jaw-dropping for all Tennessee fans. Not only did we annihilate Tennessee last year, but we held Mike Leach. Out of all the years he's been coaching, he's never been shut out with his air raid offense, shut him down because of Mark Stoops' defense, who's always been there. Also, we have the number one running back returning in college football, Chris Rodriguez. Have the number one offensive lineman in all SEC, according to a few sources. And not only that, we have Liam Cohen from the LA Rams going to coach the offense as a offensive coordinator. And it's going to be like the Titans offense, you know, hand it off to Derrick Henry when there's not 8 men in the box. And if there's 8 men in the box, then we play action. I mean, I think people are just they're underrating Kentucky, and it's really ridiculous. I would not be surprised if Kentucky wins 8 to 10 games this year. And I think you need to, you know, look into this stuff before you say that team's gonna suck, man. I love you, man. I've listened to you since day one.
Hey, I appreciate
but, man,
that,
you
Wildcat.
Do research, buddy. That's all I got to say.
Hey, you know what? I will take the L on that, Wildcat. That's a good one. Thanks for the call. 615-737-1045. Because I did discount the University of Kentucky yesterday. I did not do my research on Kentucky, and I said that's one of the teams that Tennessee may have a chance to upset. But I was very quickly corrected at the end of the show by Braden Gall, who works for Athlon Sports and fills in here from time to time. And I was mistaken, and I was happy. I am happy to admit that mistake. I have no bias against the Kentucky football program. I have no hatred towards the Tackle Cats. It's just their basketball team I don't give a damn about. 615-737-1045. Jansen is up next with the dumbest thing in sports this week. What's up, buddy?
Oh, I think anybody thought that we get rid of Joel Hanson or Shane. This was crazy thinking that we get rid of them on this uncovered protection thing.
So you're saying that people who expected the Seattle team to take either of those guys is dumb for not understanding why nobody else would want them.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're overpriced and overrated, and we just knew that they wouldn't be even taken. So anybody thought they would is crazy and stupid.
Listen, I cannot dispute that. 615-737-1045. Thanks for the call, Jansen. Yeah, here Chris Martel had some stats on this. And again, we still got these Nashville SC tickets to give away. We've had three callers so far. If you are caller number five, we will send you to the Nashville SC match on Saturday. 615-737-1045. So Chris Martel, who used to do the Neutral Zone show here for The Zone, has put this out on Twitter. Losing Yarncroke, who is expected to be picked up by the Seattle Kraken in today's expansion draft. Losing Yarncroke defensively sucks for the Preds and really sucks for the penalty kill. Him and Arvidsson, who of course was traded away, combined for 18 shorthanded goals, 8 for Yarncroke in the last 6 seasons. That's the most on the Nashville Predators. Chris Martel also adds that combined that with Yarncroke's PK, TOI, forgive me, I'm not sure what TOI is, face-off skills, and his on-ice 5-on-5 goal differential of plus 42 since 2015. It really sucks. The more or the deeper you look at it, the worse it is for Nashville to be able to lose Cali Yarncroke. 615-737-1045 is how you jump in on the conversation. Anybody who thinks that Seattle was going to look at those contracts for Duchesne and Johansson and thought that they were actually going to be picked up in this expansion draft tonight, I think is sorely missing the point. All right, let's go to John in Clarksville, who's got a dumbest thing in sports for us this week. What's up, John?
The amount of talent that the U.S. has in basketball and women's soccer to go lay the eggs that they have in the past week is ridiculous.
Now, I cannot dispute what you're saying about USA basketball. That's been horrifically embarrassing. But update me on what's happening with the United States women's national team, because I haven't seen that yet.
They lost to Sweden last night 3-0.
3-0. So this is our best Olympic team by far and away, the United States
Absolutely.
Women's team. That is unacceptable, without question. John, I appreciate the call. I get so much more into women's soccer when it comes to the Olympics and Olympic sports than anything else. Because one, I love how strong the personalities are on the United States women's team. And two, I love how much pride they take in playing for our country. And that the fact that they actually win, the men continually disappoint. We all keep waiting, right, you know, rightly or wrongly, for the men to show up on the national stage, on the international stage, and the women continue to do the better job. And it's why they have been pushing for, you know, the same kind of opportunities the men get, the same kind of pay that the men get. It is one of the most infuriating things about women's sports versus men's sports, how much the women for the United States national teams are discounted in that way. As I see a commercial for Abby's Places, which I guess is what Abby Wambach is doing now that Peyton Manning's got a new television show on ESPN+. 615-737-1045. We got more calls to get to, but Ken is the fifth caller with the dumbest thing in sports this week, so we're going to send Ken Schaefer to see Nashville SC over the weekend. Ken, though, you got to give us the dumbest thing in sports. What's up?
Okay, what's up?
How we living, buddy? Uh-oh, Ken. You can't have
Hello.
Ken, you're on the air.
All right. The one I want to talk about is in golf.
Okay.
Is DeChambeau.
Oh, yes.
How in the world can a guy who is being sponsored and has got all his equipment, everything else, he's going to blame his inabilities against his sponsor?
Oh, so
I mean, how stupid is that?
It is mind-numbingly dumb, Ken. And hang on the line. Schaefer's going to get your information so we can send you to the Nashville SC match. I appreciate the call. 615-737-1045 is how you jump in with the dumbest thing in sports this week. This Bryson DeChambeau thing, for those of you who have not seen it, he's just a bit of a petulant child. So what happened, of course, over the weekend was the Open, and Bryson DeChambeau was upset with how he performed, and he was blaming his driver. He is sponsored by Cobra, and this is the quote. I will read it directly from the article on Golf Week, which is on USA Today. If I can hit it down the middle of the fairway, that's great. But with the driver right now, the driver sucks. He said this of a sponsor. The driver sucks. It's not a good face for me, and we're still trying to figure out how to make it good on the miss hits. I'm living on the razor's edge, like I've told people for a long time. Like, this is, it's not just surprising. It is completely lacking in self-awareness. Now, I know people, you know, whether you pick sides in this silly little feud that Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka have amongst each other. Bryson DeChambeau continues to be one of the most unlikable people in golf and largely in sports. Even during the match, like, he just doesn't understand how to interact with people. So when you go out and take your sponsor out at the knees, that would be like me, who loves, by the way, the people that I work with at Two Rivers Ford. In fact, they're coming to my house tomorrow to provide me mobile service. That would be like me, who drives a Ford and who works with Two Rivers Ford, talking about Two Rivers Ford in an unflattering light. I would never do that. Not just because I work with them, not just because they're one of the people who make this show free for you, but because I have too much respect. If I had an issue with one of the people who support this show, I would go speak to them personally, and I would have a discussion with them outside of, you know, national television, instead of taking them out at a press conference, instead of saying, yeah, my driver sucks as a professional golfer. That, I mean, it's not as dumb as the cardboard anti-sex beds at the Olympic Village, but it's pretty bad. 615-737-1045. What's the dumbest thing in sports this week? We got Jackson up next, who's going to weigh in. What's up, Jackson?
Hey, I think the dumbest thing, Buck, is the Suns and four guys.
Yeah.
And he was all over it. And you, Buck, I mean, the Bucks, game three through six, they won four in a row. So he knocked someone out. And I'm like, all right, Suns and four, they got it. But then 2-0 lead, nada, zip. Bucks, Giannis, they win it all. And Suns and four guy is my dumbest thing of the week.
Man, I appreciate the call, Jackson. 615-737-1045. Yeah, not a lot of noise from Suns and four guy last night. That was a tough scene. And I did want the Suns to win last night, not for any personal reason, other than to see this incredibly fun playoff series continue, this incredibly fun NBA Finals series roll along. Because I thought the Suns, once they got up 2-0 and the way that they looked, man, I thought they were going to roll. I thought they were going to not just beat the Milwaukee Bucks in the NBA Finals, but handle them in stride. Schaefer, you're breathing heavy back there. You okay? You good?
I just saw the Dolly video.
Oh, my God. I'll talk about the Dolly video. Maybe we'll do that on the other
side.
By
the way, Ken in Hermitage, great. Can I try that again?
You may.
Ken in Hermitage. Graciously, can't say it. Anyway, we're going to give away the tickets to the next caller.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the next caller. So Ken was not able to attend the Nashville SC match, which means the tickets are still on the table, thanks to our friends at T-Mobile.
Graciously.
There it is. We will graciously pass along Ken's tickets that he won to the next caller with the dumbest thing in sports this week. 615-737-1045, 615-737-1045. But while we await the winner, who we will send to the Nashville SC match to give us their dumbest thing in sports, I will tell you, Schaefer, that I really, really thought that the Suns were going to roll on through. I didn't think it was going to be a Suns and four type situation, but I did think that Milwaukee looked out of sorts, and then they rattled off four straight and had one of the most dominant performances by an NBA superstar I've seen in the finals.
It ended up being Bucks and four.
It did. It just took two games to get there in the first place. Man, the lines are popping. 615-737-1045. The next caller, because Ken is, I guess, is not going to be able to attend the Nashville SC match. We will send the next caller to the Nashville SC match this Saturday, without question. It is Nashville SC's second Major League Soccer season, by the way, and we want everybody in. So be sure to listen to this show all week long. This is the Buck Rising Show, by the way, for your chance to win tickets to see Nashville SC take on their regional rival, FC Cincinnati, at Nissan Stadium this Saturday. Thanks to our friends at T-Mobile. Make sure you don't miss another history-making moment, because Hanny Mukhtar had the fastest hat trick in MLS history on Saturday, and we were able to be in attendance. We want to send you guys to check that game out this Saturday against FC Cincinnati. So we await the next dumbest thing in sports this week. Now, one more thing that I will add to this, because Schaefer is on the line with, I believe, the person who has won these tickets. I will add SEC Media Days to this list. Now, I am grateful that SEC Media Days are upon us. I am grateful that that means that football season is just so close that I can smell the sprinkler systems and the grass and the turf and the sweat and the violence that comes with football season. What I will say to you, though, is that SEC Media Days, I hype myself up for this every year. And I did so this year more than any other, because we didn't have it last year. And because of all the things that COVID has taken away from our sports lives, you know, it makes you appreciate those things that you did not get to participate in or did not get to enjoy. Makes you appreciate that much more. But what I see at SEC Media Days are coaches being asked ridiculous questions, like Josh Heupel yesterday. Josh Heupel yesterday was simply asked. Now, these reporters get one question per person, and they are asking of these coaches who are trotted through what amounts to a shopping mall in Hoover, Alabama. They're asking questions that one would assume are pertinent to their program. One of the first questions that Josh Heupel was asked yesterday was, "Hey, coach, do you miss Orlando at all?" Given that he came from UCF and that he now lives in Knoxville, Tennessee. That is the kind of thing that we are wasting our time on SEC Media Days. Now, that doesn't mean that Don Davenport and Ron Slay and Brent Doherty on 3HL aren't getting great information down there from you, but I'm talking about the main premise, the main event, the banquet hall where I see rows and rows of reporters sitting in front of a large dais where these head coaches are speaking, and they're asking them idiot questions like, Hey, coach, talk about your schedule. Hey, coach, did you miss Orlando at all? Love to have you back. So stupid. Shame on the SEC media. Not the SEC media days, but the SEC media, the days that have been provided for them. It's infuriating.
Congrats to Brian Hibbs in Mount Juliet. He'll be going out to the Nashville SC game.
Oh, he's been trying to win these tickets for forever.
Well, congratulations to him.
For forever.
Yeah.
So, good for Brian. B. Hibbs on Twitter. We regularly see him interacting with us. Now, this is something that he thinks that Lucas has been keeping him from, because he has called Lucas at least six times trying to win Nashville SC tickets. Every time he's like, caller four.
So I feel like Santa today.
Ho, ho, ho.
I'm not going to say that to anybody.
Well, certainly not Dolly Parton. And we'll talk about Dolly Parton coming up next. I'm Buck Rising. This is 104.5 The Zone. I dodged it, Schaefer.
9 to 5.
Schaefer thought he was going to get me in trouble, trying to back me into a corner on Dolly Parton slander. I will not. This woman is a saint, a national treasure.
There's nothing to slander her name about.
Indeed, there's not. We have some breaking news in the NFL for you in a moment. We will get to that shortly. But why we were talking about Dolly Parton is because yesterday I was scrolling through Twitter. In fact, it was during the NBA Finals game last night that the Bucks ended up winning. Bucks in 6. No Suns in 4. No Suns in 6, in fact. But I was scrolling through, and I saw a video of Dolly. Now, the tweet from Dolly's official account says, "It's always a hot girl summer for my husband, Carl. Happy birthday, my love." And it's Dolly Parton decked out as a Playboy bunny. Now, it is important to note that Dolly Parton is 75 years old and still is able to dress up like a Playboy bunny. Shout out to Dolly. But I watched this video last night, and basically, you know, for those of you whose minds would immediately go into the gutter, Dolly's husband, Carl, who has never been photographed, even in this video where it shows a picture of Dolly holding up the present that I will describe for her husband, Carl's birthday. Carl, I don't know if it's Carl Parton. I don't know if the husband of Dolly Parton takes Parton, Dolly's last name.
No, that's not how that works.
All right, very good. I mean, it could be. Equal opportunity, Schaefer. Oh, so we have the audio of Dolly Parton. All right, let's go to Dolly Parton's tweet last night describing why she's dressed up as a Playboy bunny. Hell yeah, Dolly, get that bag. Are you kidding me?
I love life.
75 years old, she's out here putting on a Playboy bunny outfit, arguably, and she outlasted, at 75 years old, Dolly Parton outlasted Playboy magazine. All right, she's old enough to outlast one of the most historic publications. You know, whether you consider Playboy to be a historic publication, although there has been great journalism done in Playboy magazine, as a matter of fact. Not to just make it all about naked women in photos. But Dolly Parton at 75 years old outlasts the Playboy magazine and is confident enough in herself to put on the same Playboy outfit from a photo shoot that she took, you know, probably 40, 50 years ago. And she may look better than she did 40 or 50 years ago. Dolly Parton is incredible. My hat's off. And hell yes, Playboy should be paying Dolly just for putting on the bunny outfit. I go off, Queen. That is so cool that Dolly Parton is that what's the word that I'm looking for? She's just a strong, independent woman. 100%.
Like Will Wade would say at LSU. She makes a strong ass off.
615-737-1045 is how you jump in on the conversation. Keep it appropriate. We are going to be respectful towards Queen Dolly. 615-737-1045 is how you jump in. Roger William Cox on Facebook Live says he has the original Playboy magazine with her on the cover. All right, Roger, you got to tell me, what is the year? Like, I need to know how many years have passed since Dolly Parton has been on the cover of that magazine. Give me so we'll wait for Roger to chime in on YouTube. On Facebook Live and see what date that the original Dolly Parton Playboy cover was from. 1960. That is insane. So Dolly Parton in the year 2021 is wearing the same outfit that she wore from 1960 and rocking it 61 years ago. Are you kidding me? That's wild. 615-737-1045. Man, I love me some Dolly. So I hope Carl, the husband of Dolly Parton, and myself, we share a birthday. It sounds like Carl had a hell of a birthday. That's the first person that I've been jealous of who also has a birthday on my same day. 615-737-1045. So before this devolves into Dolly Parton conversation, because people are calling in, they want to talk about Dolly. We love to see it. There is some breaking news from Adam Schefter. The linebacker, Darius Leonard, who of course plays for the hated Indianapolis Colts, 1978 is the year. Okay, that would make more sense if Dolly Parton's 75. I was worried about some, you know, child pornography type situations. Thank God that Eldon English in the chat on Twitter found the correct date. So 2021 to 1978. Is 43 years ago. All right, that makes a little more sense. 615-737-1045. We'll get back to Dolly here in just a second. Thank you, John Miller and Eldon, for providing us the context. Dolly wasn't 14 when she did the cover. It was 1970. Thank you, Andy. Thank God somebody corrected me on that. So, the breaking news from Adam Schefter is that Darius Leonard, who is getting ready to expire, he's in a contract year, much like Rashawn Evans, because remember, they were in the same draft. Four-year deal, $19 million per year is the expected price point for Darius Leonard. Can you even imagine Rashawn Evans getting north of nine on a contract extension? I think people would lose their minds if there was any kind of anywhere close to that number. So for people who think that Rashawn Evans may be able to earn a contract extension here in Tennessee, he's not Darius Leonard. Darius Leonard and Fred Warner of the 49ers will be at the top of the market in this regard. But that price point, whenever it comes to pass. 19 mil per year, according to Adam Schefter for Darius Leonard, who's probably at the top of his class. Fred Warner is also a really good player on the inside. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for Rashawn Evans to justify that kind of cost. Shafe, you have something?
No, I'm just telling you to go to break.
Oh, should I take this call or should I go to break?
No, because you can't take that call.
I can't take that call. All right, I'm Buck Rising. This is 104.5 The Zone.